Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 9th, and on this day in 1987, U2 released their fifth studio album, The Joshua Tree. It would be the record that would shoot them to global domination and became the first to go number one in America, eventually being certified diamond for sales of over 10 million. It was the second biggest selling album in the UK in 1987 and contained the singles With or Without You, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and Where the Streets Have No Name. On this day in 1990, Mother Love Bone played their last ever live shows. 10 days later, lead singer Andrew Wood died of an overdose. Jeff Ament and Stone Gossard from the band later helped to form Pearl Jam, of course. On this day in 1986, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry went to Magic Ventures Studios in New York to record their new parts for Walk This Way. Run DMC transformed the original track into a huge hip-hop rock jam with the help of Rick Rubin. This helped to revitalize Aerosmith's career. But for our main show today, we remember someone we lost on this day in 2007. Yes, on this day in 2007, former Boston lead singer Brad Delp took his own life. Brad was just 55 years old. As the lead singer of the band, Brad sang on every album except 1994's Walk On, and also participated in every tour prior to his death. The band's debut album sold more than 17 million copies and catapulted him and the group to worldwide status. Now, I interviewed his former bandmate, Barry Goodrow, on episode 74 of Vintage Rock Pod. Barry was actually his brother-in-law, too. They married sisters. So I'm going to play you a short clip from that interview, where Barry talks about Brad's vocal talents and his sad passing. And then, obviously, the devastating news of his sad passing in 2007. I mean, just talk to me about how wonderful a singer he was and a talented musician he was. I mean, in terms of his voice, I mean, where do you rank him among the best?
He's right up there with the best of us. You know, if you were sitting next to Brad and Brad was singing a line, it sounded as though it had already been processed through a bunch of different equipment. His voice was just that special. And, you know, a lot of people know this, but he was a huge Beatles fan. And he had, for years, he had his own Beatles cover group, Beetlejuice. And he was able to cover all of the Beatles' singing voices. When he sang George Harrison, it sounded like George Harrison. When he sang Paul McCartney, it sounded like Paul McCartney. It was just, the vocal facility he had is just unbelievable. And very rarely sang a bad note. And if he had a night where he was having trouble singing, it was really, really upsetting to him because it was really important that he give it everything he got, and if people weren't disappointed in any way.
Tremendous
super
stuff.
Guy, it's a super guy. Like you mentioned, he was my brother-in-law. You know, our kids grew up together. We spent a lot of time, you know, outside of the band stuff, you know, with the kids and that. And, just a super guy. We do a show, you know, after the show, Brad would make a point of speaking to everybody that wanted to speak to him, sign anything people wanted to sign, take pictures with them. And, you know, we did our QC tour. There were nights where we didn't have to drag them onto the bus to leave because they would just stay there to the very last minute and speak to anybody that wanted to speak to them. It was just that kind of guy. It was just a, you know, a huge, huge, huge disappointment when he committed suicide. You know, being that close to him, and, you know, we knew he had some issues with depression, but none of us ever thought that it was to that point. And, you know, there's a certain feeling of helplessness and even guilt that, you know, you didn't recognize what was going on and you weren't able to step in and you know, try to get it to himself. You know. So that was awful.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.